Argue, argue, talk, 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 exaggerate, argue, pontificate, argue, just talk, shut talk, up. Talk, why won't you listen? Argue, why won't you see? Talk, I know the story, just listen to me.
You're better off when you're spouting off. And now, here's your host, Karen Cataline.
Yeah, that's me, Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio Station 1. And boy, I'm having always a blast to do this. Not only because I get to produce my own show, and it is my show with its own trademark, which is really interesting. You know, a lot of people think Spouting Off is negative. I think I've said that before, but I don't think so. I think Spouting Off is important because you're saying what you really think, the way you really feel, what you really believe, and you're not letting, hopefully, I think I'm adding meaning to this, hopefully you're doing it in a way that is not disingenuous, of which there is so very, very much in politics. I have a wonderful guest scheduled. Hopefully she will be available. Her name is Katie, and she does a YouTube video all about guns. So far, excuse me, the things that I have seen her do are wonderful on guns, and she's quite a prolific YouTuber, I'll give you a hint. She's pro Second Amendment. Is that okay? Yeah, she's pro Second Amendment. So I was looking around for, what is all? There's so much going on, as there always is, a gift to talk radio. There is yet another Democrat debate. More hoopla, more preposterousness coming from the Democrats. And I'll tell you where I'm going to be tonight during the Democrat debate. And I didn't plan it this way. It's just how it is. I'll be going out to dinner celebrating a belated birthday with friends of ours. And I couldn't think of a better thing to do. So, I started looking in my news feed. Boy, is there a lot to choose from. And I found this piece that is breaking news just came out. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute, but I also have to grouse about something. I have to spout off about something. And that is, I'm not a big football watcher, but now that I am Mauied, and it is so much fun to watch football with my husband. I'm still not even used to saying my husband because I'm still a newlywed, haven't been married a year yet. And he's not huge into football, but he is huge into jokestering. That's a verb, you know. I jokester, you jokester. He is a jokester. He makes me laugh all the time. And to sit and watch football with him is just plain fun. So I've taken to enjoying watching football, and last weekend was a football watcher's, NFL watcher's dream, because there were four huge games leading up to the playoffs. I probably know more about football than I ever have, which is couldn't even fill a thimbleful. But I noticed that there were Michael Bloomberg commercials going in and out and one right after another. Michael Bloomberg could not spend enough money during the commercials to buy commercials because he's rolling in dough, this guy who wants to redistribute everyone else's wealth except his own. And I expect you to see wall to wall, or at least a whole bunch of Bloomberg commercials during the Super Bowl. Incredibly expensive airtime. He doesn't care. He's rolling in dough. He owns a network, and he thinks that he's going to compete with Donald Trump because he's a billionaire leftist. I say, bring it on, baby. I will be shocked. And of course, there's always surprises in politics, but I'm going to be shocked if Michael Bloomberg is the candidate, no matter how much money he spends. So I got to thinking. So I watched one of these really aggravating, annoying commercials trying to introduce this person I got to tell you, of all the Democrat nominees, and it is a contest. It's a contest for who is the most aggravating, annoying, and gets on your last nerve. Michael Bloomberg gets on my last nerve and has for a long time. I'm probably going to have to write about it because that's what I do when I have like a list of blogs and op-eds to write now. And one of them, yet another one, I should say. I'll get that frog out of my throat yet. Is Michael Bloomberg. So one of his commercials was that he's so independent. And of course he meant that he is independent thinker. And oh, he's so moderate, which is utter nonsense. I don't see one Democrat moderate in the bunch, either that it will be standing on the stage tonight when I'll be at the Olive Garden eating pasta or whatever it is I'm going to order. I hope you should go to the nearest. That's a free commercial for Olive Garden. Go to the nearest restaurant, have yourself a nice plate of spaghetti, and don't watch the Democrat. The Democrats, it just gives you a toothache. Not because it's sweet, but because it is so disingenuous. Getting back to Michael Bloomberg. So he says he's independent, and he wants us to believe that he's independent of all the leftist radicals, and he's an independent thinker Democrat, and oh, he's going to try to claim he's some sort of moderate. And all I could think, and of course, I know I'm passionate when I start yelling at the TV, and my husband says, they can't hear you. And he knows that that's just, he just wants me to know that yelling at the television does not do anything. Occasionally writing an op-ed does. I don't know what it does, but it does something. And I just think to myself, so here's a man who wants us to love him and think he's great because he's independent. But he does not believe that the rest of us Americans, 300 million of us, have the right to independence at all. This is a man who wants to dictate to you what size soda to drink. This is a man, I have a list on my website. All you got to do is not Google, but go to my website, KarenCataline.com, and look up Michael Bloomberg. I've been writing about him for, gosh, about the last 8 or so years. The lists of things he wants to ban, from formula for mothers, who he doesn't think they ought to be able to use formula. What is it? Not long ago, mother's milk was considered, no, they have to have formula. Now they have to have mother's milk. This is a guy who thinks he's an expert on everything. And not only does he think he's an expert, but you're entitled to his opinion. You're not entitled to your own opinion. You're not entitled to disagree with his opinion. You're entitled only to what he thinks, including he wants to protect us from earbuds, and he wants to protect us from 17-ounce sodas. I say, hey, if the Democrats want Michael Bloomberg, and I don't think they do, to be their Democrat candidate, the first thing that's going to happen when you have the New York billionaire against the other New York billionaire who's actually made phenomenal successes in this country in 3.5 years, the other one who can do nothing but ban things he doesn't like, the first thing Donald Trump is going to say to him is, what about those 17-ounce sodas? Do you think Americans have a right to make their own decisions about how much soda they drink and maybe even take the consequences even if it were the most horrendous, awful thing in the world? Who died and made you God, Michael Bloomberg? But that leads me to what I really wanted to talk about. And this is wonderful. I look at my newsfeed. Let's try that again. I look in my newsfeed and I see Project Veritas, Bernie Sanders field organizer suggests gulags to help Nazi-fied Trump voters. I kid you not. You gotta love James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. We all know now, because we're used to it, that when James O'Keefe gets going and when he lets people know that he has a couple of videos ready, it's not just one. It's three or four. And the next one is always worse than the last one. So we're going to see this exposed. What Bernie Sanders people think of their fellow citizens. So get this. This is an undercover video that just came out today, Tuesday, the show, the day that we broadcast. And it says that a field organizer campaigned, and undercover video, which we have come to know and love, quote, of the article, Soviet gulags were actually a positive phenomenon, suggested this person. The video begins with Project Veritas. You can find it online. A journalist asking an individual identified as a Sanders organizer. His name, we got to say his name, Kyle Jurek. If MAGA people could be re-educated if Bernie wins the White House, he says, we got to try, Jurek replies. In Nazi Germany, after the fall of the Nazi Party, there was blank, blank, ton of the populace that was effing Nazified. Now, I always believe in using terrestrial radio rules so that this podcast can go anywhere. But when you hear, this is how hard leftists talk, not only with the F words and the S words and all of that, because they really don't have a very good vocabulary, but we need another word for hubris. Listen to this. Quote, Germany had to spend billions of dollars re-educating their effing people to not be Nazis, he continues. We're probably going to have to do the same effing thing here. In another part of the video, he says the CIA was overly critical of Stalin's gulags. I love this. This is the United States of America, the Soviet Union. Gulags were a good thing. Quote, CIA was overly critical of them. People were actually paid a living wage in the gulags, and they had conjugal visits in gulags. Gulags were meant for re-education, he says. Stunning, doesn't it, that socialism always, always, either slow or fast, always leads to tyranny. Why? Oh, there's so many reasons. It is stunning to me. My father would not believe it, may he rest in peace, that we have hardcore communists living in this country, and one hardcore socialist who's probably a communist too. Ayn Rand says it's all really the same thing. Don't get bogged down in the very fine distinctions. I don't, because there's too much else going on. I'm sorry. I know. Ayn Rand said communism is just socialism, you know, sped up. It's where it always leads. Why? Because if you think you are God in other people's universes, I just mentioned Michael Bloomberg, did I not? Then you self-justify the most outrageous fascistic behavior, and you even have the audacity to claim that it's for other people's good. I have coined a phrase in my writing called FIOGS, for your own gooders. This is for your own good. We're going to put you in a gulag, take away your freedom, take away your right to defend yourself. And we're going to feel really morally good about it because we're smarter than you. We know better than you. And doggone it, 17-ounce sodas are bad for you, and I'm going to make sure that you know it one way or the other. Now, there's an aspect of this that I haven't covered, believe it or not. And that is that they've talked themselves into, for the purposes of bringing about such fascism, such authoritarianism, the smaller number of socialist communists have talked other people into the fact that their political opponents are racists, are demons, must be re-educated because they're so terrible. That's why they called Donald Trump one of the greatest friends for Israel in my lifetime as president. They had the chutzpah to call him Hitler, to call him anti-Semitic. People who are themselves anti-Semites, people who are themselves, have not been able to even reprimand the Jew haters among them that are serving in our U.S. House of Representatives. This is who has the guts to call Donald Trump a Nazi and an anti-Semite. Those are the times we're living in, ladies and gentlemen. I'll have more after this break. Hopefully we'll have our guest. I have been looking forward to her. Wasn't able to get a hold of her. And if we don't find her, well, we'll just keep going on. And we will take your calls. If you have thoughts, well, let me give the call, the number when we get back, because we'll see whether we have that guest. I just let you know what's happening. I'm not going to put on the dog. This is the first time I've ever talked to her, but she does have a wonderful website and wonderful YouTubes, and hopefully we will find her. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Spouting Off, and this is Karen Cataline. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Ah, the joys of talk radio. I love talk radio. I think I've been in love with it for, my God, when I was 14. The reason why is because we never know what's going to happen, you know, and you got to be ready for anything. Our guest is with us, and I will introduce her momentarily. I'm so delighted that she's with us. Let me just wrap this up. Okay. So what we were talking about was Project Veritas and Bernie Sanders' field organizer suggesting that Trump voters ought to be in gulags because we're all Nazified. Yeah, right. I'm Nazified. I am a proud Jew, and I'm not Nazified, and neither is Trump. But this justifies the radical hard left to employ some of the most fascistic, some of the most ugly, nasty tendencies possible and claim that they are morally superior to the rest of us. So I strongly recommend that you go to Project Veritas and follow these, because after we go off the air, I'll bet you anything there's going to be even more from Project Veritas about Bernie Sanders and the people that he has working for him who want him to be the next president. Here is the piece de resistance of the end of this video. And it is as follows. The footage concludes with this guy, Jurek, issuing the chilling prediction that Milwaukee could see riots akin to the 1968 convention in Chicago. See, I don't find that as chilling, frankly, as putting Trump voters in gulags if Bernie Sanders, God forbid, became president. And this is where left-wing activists engaged in violent riots in the streets. Be ready to be in Milwaukee for the DNC convention, he says. We're going to make 1968 look like an effing Girls Scout effing cookout, warns the Sanders field organizer. The cops are going to be the ones effing beaten in Milwaukee. Now, that what this idiot, I don't usually say that, what this ignorant person, supporter of Bernie Sanders, does not realize is that in 1968, the riots are what flooded and blew Richard Nixon into the White House. So if he wants to do that in Chicago, of all places, no, in Milwaukee, of all places, let him do it. I don't want him to hurt anybody, especially cops who are trying to keep the peace. But that's what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. And furthermore, what we're up against is a growing, unbelievable intention to disarm everyday law-abiding citizens. And my dear husband pointed out a video to me with my next guest. And it was so interesting, I was able to track her down. Her name is Katie. And she has enormously successful videos on YouTube called The Good Patriot. And you can find her at The Good Patriot. Welcome, Katie, to Spouting Off. So glad you could join us.
Hi, Karen. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. First off, tell us a little bit about you and how you got started making these videos, because they are very compelling.
Oh, well, thank you. Originally, my business kind of focused on products, and they were all kind of tailored around the Second Amendment and patriotism and, you know, Americana and all that good stuff. And in my industry, in the gun industry, there are a lot of male own social media pages or businesses that do funny gun videos. And unfortunately, most of them, if there's a woman in the videos, it's all cleavage and F-bombs and, you know, just not real classy stuff. And I kind of had these funny satirical ideas to do gun videos myself and decided that I kind of wanted to be the girl in the gun industry that made these funny videos as well. So that's what I did. I made a couple funny skits, and they were successful, and my page was pretty small at the time, so not like the big boys or anything, but so what happened was the other girls that were in the videos with me, one got pregnant, and she couldn't do videos. She was just busy with work and all that good stuff, and then the other is in the military, and she got shipped off to Germany. So I had to find a way to make videos by myself when people weren't available to be in them with me. And that kind of morphed into more of the political commentary and the Second Amendment, more educational videos. Because it was basically just the lack of characters that I could, you know, play out these funny skits with.
Well, and throughout our interview, I'm going to plug your website. Here, give everybody your YouTube channel and your website so they can see these videos for themselves, because they are excellent. And you are a very articulate person wearing a cowboy hat talking about the Second Amendment. And everybody knows that women are among the largest group of Second Amendment supporters and owners and buyers of guns. We're going to drill down a lot further in just a bit. But go ahead and give everybody your website and your YouTube channel.
Sure. Everything is Good Patriot. So my website is goodpatriot.com. My YouTube channel is under Good Patriot. All my social media channels are Good Patriot. And probably the best place to watch the videos as of right now is just YouTube, because they're all there in one place. It's easy to navigate. And, excellent. You know, they can be full screen, so you can...
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard watching longer videos on a tiny little 2-inch screen.
Yeah, Katie, you know, it's funny. People watch all kinds of videos and long ones on their little bitty phones. So the video that I saw in particular and made me say, I got to have this person on my show was about trying to encourage. I want you to say in your own words, but basically explaining to people that the gun grabbers of today are not going to stop. You know, they will not be satisfied. And we're going to get into why this is so important, not only all across the country, but particularly in Colorado, where I am right now. Mm-hmm. The red flag bill is huge. It just went into it was passed into law and just went into effect. It is wholly unconstitutional. We have one of the most radical of red flag bills, second only to California, which is going to be worse, but it's all terrible. So tell people why they're never going to stop and what you think the final end is, if you will.
Sure. Are you ready to go a little deeper into the rabbit hole?
Oh, yes. We get to do this.
Unless you get, you know, kind of the deeper underlines of the gun control movement, you're never really going to truly understand, one, why Second Amendment advocates and gun owners are so unwilling to compromise, and two, why the other side is never going to stop. So
please go right ahead.
Sure. The ultimate goal basically is to disarm the American public and the world so we can all be controlled by a one world government. I'm just going to throw that out there. I feel like I'm like telling all my my dark secrets on a first date or something, but that's the ultimate goal is, you know, and a lot of people say it's like a long-term agenda of cultural Marxism or neo-Marxism, where the government, the state becomes the family leader. The state takes care of all your needs. The state just provides everything for the people. And in turn, you know, we don't have our freedom. And it's basically a huge communist, what I was going to say is not appropriate for radio. It's a huge communist bad situation.
You can say so, hellhole, Katie, if you want.
Yeah, we'll say hellhole.
That's acceptable. Hellhole. Right.
So, you know, I don't have tons of time to engage with comments on my videos because I maybe get like 1,000 comments a week and I just simply can't answer all of them. But there was one gentleman on a YouTube video that I had made that had said, why can't we just compromise and concede to having strong mental health background checks? And why can't we just give them that? And why can't we just have a gun registry? And then they'll stop bothering us and we'll protect our freedoms. And so I engaged with him because I basically just wanted to explain my position, which is what I'm going into right now, of, and like you said, they will never be satisfied. It will never end with, okay, they gave us mental background or heavier mental background checks and they gave us the gun registry. Like, they will never stop. It will never be enough. And, I don't know. I'm sure you've breached this subject on your show before, but it's kind of like the LGBTQ community where it's 5 years ago, they're just like, just give us, you know, recognize gay marriage. And we said, okay. And now
five years ago, it was, we want civil unions.
Right.
Then it was gay marriage because they're oppressed. Then it was drag queen story hour and 11-year-old drag queens.
Right. And now we're teaching anal sex and that queer is cool in our public school system to kids as young as 8 years old. So it's never going to be enough. So, basically, I believe the video that you saw, I made about 4 months ago, actually. And it was right after Beto had come out during the Democratic debate and said, you know, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and AK-47s and whatnot. And basically my response was, he's just a puppet to distract. Like, they're not going to come after them that way right now. Well, now in Virginia, and they are. But at the time the video was made, I just kind of explained the systematic weakening and lessening of our gun rights, and basically what the ultimate goal was. And that Beto seems so silly and stupid up there, but really the people behind the scenes that are controlling everything and funding and fueling this agenda are much more calculated and cunning. And
like Michael Bloomberg, for example. We have to take a break. Can you stay with us?
Of course.
Katie, the one thing I'm going to leave you with before the break is this. The only thing I had a problem with when you were talking, because you and I have not talked before. I like to save this for the radio. The only thing is that you were so shy about saying it, because I agree with you 100%, and we can back it up with facts as to why what you are saying is true. So when we come back, I'm going to give you my thoughts, and you'll see why. We have to be, and I'm not saying you are, you're very effective. Your videos are great. But we have to have the strength and the passion to say it without saying, I'm not a black helicopter person here, but, because see, I do it too. I say, now, I've never been a conspiracy theorist, but when I say this, you're going to think I'm some sort of radical. But what they don't understand is that we are dealing with radicals. Radicals control the Democrat Party. When we come back, I'll tell you why I think we can back it up completely and entirely. And you're my new best friend. So hold on, Katie. And we will be right back with Katie the Good Patriot, a very successful YouTube video. I guess she's a vlogger is what we call her. And we're going to take a break and we'll be back right after this.
Are you confused about Medicare and your options? Are you turning 65? Would you like some clarity about your options? My name is Anita McAllister. I'm a licensed agent who specializes in Medicare. Call me at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment to learn about what's right for you.
This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.karencataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N. And Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.karencataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.karencataline.com. Thanks for listening. And if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off. And welcome back to Spouting Off. We are talking to my guest, having a great time talking to Katie, who is known as the Good patriot. She is originally from California, so she knows all about that. She moved to Texas a few years ago. Boy, one of the, you know, one of the most important places. We just saw the Texas shooting there. And she runs her own business selling patriotic gun-centric t-shirts, home decor, but is best known for her satirical gun videos and humorous political commentary. So right now her focus is defending the Second Amendment and the task of saving the Republic. Small task. So before the break, we were talking about why it's no longer necessary for us I really don't mean to be critical at all. I love your work and say, you know, we don't really have to and we don't need to apologize anymore for saying that the people who want to take our guns, number one, have admitted it. Beto is not the only one. Michael Bloomberg is one of the most egregious because he goes in and buys off legislators all over the country in states that he's never lived in, doesn't pay taxes in. And one of them hugely is Colorado. Furthermore, and I was thinking about this as yet another blog that I am going to write, is that when you are being mugged or you're the victim of crime, the very first thing that the criminal does is disarm you. Is that not true? Yeah, they do. They disarm you. They want to hit on the most vulnerable of us. I mean, they don't want to get killed doing it. Some do, but for the most part, they don't. The other thing that I hope people will put together and connect the dots, and it's not an accident that the most corrupt politicians, the ones who are the most dictatorial about everything else under the sun, including banning this, that, and the other thing, taking away your First Amendment rights, reinterpreting our Bill of Rights so they mean nothing anymore. Oh, and being lawless, lawmakers who are advocating lawlessness in the form of not enforcing illegal immigration laws. It's not an accident that those corrupt people are the ones that want to take away guns from law-abiding citizens, is it? Katie, are you there?
I was just enjoying your monologue so much.
I'm sorry, I'm getting passionate here. The point is that people who are bound by the law and by our Bill of Rights have never wanted to take away a law-abiding citizen's right to self-defense. It is only the corrupt people who mean you harm that want to disarm you. I'd love your thoughts and comments on that.
Oh, well, absolutely. Because why, you know, we know by even the writings of the Founding Fathers, you know, they... Well, you know what? I kind of scrambled my brain this morning because I went over all the Supreme Court cases regarding the Second Amendment, and I learned a couple new things.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, and what's scary, though, because there have been Supreme Courts in the past that have ruled that the Second Amendment was not for the people, that it was just for state militia. Fortunately, in the last two most recent rulings, it's been more for the individual. But yeah, any government that wants to disarm its citizens can't be trusted. And I think that we just know that through history, Cambodia, Mao, Hitler disarmed the Jews, not his population, not the Germans, but the Jews. And statistically, the numbers don't lie. And I just made a video on this about mass shootings. And basically, you know, less than one person a day dies from being shot by a rifle. So in a country of over 330 million people, only one person dies a day. Why are they so adamant about taking away the AR-15 rifle? And to me, that's just what it's just the powers that be using the media to invoke fear in the people and counting on those people not to be educated in what's really going on. But when you break down the numbers don't make sense. I mean, our chances of being killed in a mass shooting are 1 in 11.6 million. So why is the government trying to save lives, you know, by taking away guns? It just doesn't make sense.
Not only that, but they don't care about lives when it doesn't suit them. Like when people are the victims of criminal illegal aliens, they just consider that collateral damage. Do you know the statistics?
Right.
Do you know the statistics of the number of car crashes, people that die in car crashes per day in the United States of America? I don't. I thought maybe you would.
I don't think that is one of the ones I just recently looked up. But I know it's a heck of a lot higher than actual shooting deaths that are not related to suicide or gang violence. You know, when you break down the statistic of, you know, there's 40,000 gun deaths a year in our country. Well, 65 to 70% of those are suicides. You know, of the remaining 35%, 80% of those are inner city gang related violence. And then there's
Katie,
also,
I just got the statistic. Oh, go ahead. Finish what you're saying. I'm sorry. And I'll give you the statistic here.
The long story short is there are only a couple thousand deaths a year from guns in total in our country, which when you look at that number in comparison to what our country is and how many people we have here, and I mean, it's of course, it's serious, it's concerning because every life matters, but it's really nothing as the media portrays it to be.
Right, especially when they get all jumping up and down about the NRA that has nothing whatsoever to do, for example, with Parkland, and yet they get their young people all worked up about NRA because they're being used as political fodder. Here's your statistic that I just pulled up here. Nearly 1.25 million people die in road crashes each year. On average, that's 3,287 deaths per day. An additional 20 to 50 million people are injured or disabled. More than half of all road traffic deaths occur among young adults ages 15 to 44. So there you have it.
We got to ban cars, Karen.
Katie, we got to ban cars. Actually, don't give the left any ideas because they do want to ban cars. They do want us all to be living on top of each other in ugly, miserable cities that they've made worse because they allow people to defecate and urinate on the street and live in tents.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. Katie, let me just tell you. It all works together. Again, we're not conspiracy theorists here. We're watching precisely what's going on and what the left has decided that it is now for. What it is for, here's one of my theories. There was a great book that I never read. I only read the title and I said, that's the greatest title ever. I didn't have to read the book. I could have read the book, but I didn't. It says, never take financial advice from a man with no shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so for the longest time, these hard leftists who have taken over the Democrat Party, these leftists have told us that they care about America. They just believe in something different and how to get to, you know, more happy people, right? Now,
right.
What we know is true is that the leftists of today, nothing like our grandparents' Democrat Party, hate and despise this country. What they are now supporting demeans this country, knocks this country down so that they can have world socialism. And why are they doing it? Because people like George Soros want cities to be hell holes like other parts of the world, where typhus and other things are now being brought back into California. What else can you conclude? Oh, dear. Before I give you a chance to respond, I do get worked up here. The name of the show, after all, is Spouting Off. We have to take one more break. We have to take one more break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Colorado and tell you what's been happening here, because it is a model, sadly, horribly, for the rest of the of the country. And we've got these red flag laws being pushed all over this country by moneyed leftists who want to redistribute other people's wealth, just not their own. So can you hold on?
Sure.
Great. This is Karen Kennelly, and you're listening to Spouting Off, and we'll be right back after this. This is Karen Cataline. Are you unsure if your current Medicare plan is still the best one for you? The annual enrollment period is right around the corner. This is the best time of year to review your plan and learn what's new. Anita McAllister is a licensed agent who will guide you through the confusing Medicare maze. Since 2011, she has helped many individuals and couples obtain Medicare peace of mind. Call her today at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment. That's 970-515-6882 for Anita McAllister. To wait for the violins to play. That's what I'll remember. Karen Kataline back here with Spouting Off and our guest, Katie, the good patriot. Tell everybody one more time where they can find you, the good patriot, her YouTube videos and more.
Goodpatriot.com or on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, under Good Patriot. I am there, the crazy blonde chick, usually posing with a gun. In have a classy ever, way.
Yes, in a classy way, not in the, yes. You know, have you ever seen Powerline Blog's pictures of the week? They do exactly what you're talking about, although their memes are hilarious. And
no,
they do. Yeah, they do a lot of sexy poses with women and guns because they want to, you know, they want to show people that women like guns. But nonetheless, It's all good if it is for freedom of law-abiding citizens' rights to defend themselves. Before the break, I promised that we would talk about Colorado as one of the, unfortunately, Colorado has been a blueprint for turning a very independent state, liberal, leftist, Democrat. We have a leftist monopoly in Colorado right now, and they're going to do more, just as you said. Last year, they brought in the red flag bill and passed it with, we did not have enough votes to stop it. This year, they're talking about forced gun storage laws. I don't know yet. The legislature just went back into session. And again, we have no votes to stop it. So if a woman is the victim, anybody in their home, they would be in violation in their own home of not storing their guns properly so that they can't get to them in order to defend themselves. That's mm-hmm. what they want. They never stop. And they're always after law-abiding citizens, just to be very brief as I can be, about the red flag bill, which is designed to have neighbor snitch upon neighbor to tell other people who maybe they have a grudge against that, I feel unsafe around this person. They never test the mental health of the accuser. They only want to test the mental health of the accused. And leftists notoriously believe that anybody who has a gun in order to defend themselves, no matter how well trained they may be, is already mentally ill. So that's the narrative that they're setting up here. Your thoughts and what do we need to do about this? I mean, it is coming at us from every direction, our rights being trampled upon.
Yes. And, you know, as you're talking about that, I just had a thought that it's almost like they're saturating so many states at one time that everyone is so busy with their own, we can't rally with each other and support each other. You know, because at first it was kind of Virginia went crazy with what Bloomberg is doing, and everyone was rallying against Virginia. And then, like, one by one, it's like all these other major things are happening. You know, California's been going on for a while in New York, but, you know, now Colorado with the red flag. And it's kind of like, it's almost like they're mentally fragmenting. You know,
you
it's
mean
like,
divide
you?
And conquer. You mean divide
yes.
and conquer.
Yeah, like divide and conquer. Like make each state so preoccupied with their own gun control little war going on that we can't rally around each other. Anyway, that was just a side note.
Just say that that's by design, Katie.
Right.
That's by design because they have done this. I wrote a big piece for Western Journal called Imposing Socialism on America One State at a Time. And they have taken to doing a backdoor run around the Constitution in terms of the so-called national popular vote, which is unconstitutional, and a whole host of other things that they want to enact one state at a time with people with tons and tons and tons of money, you know, billionaire socialists, just socialists for other people, not for them, who buy off state legislatures. That's what's been going on. Soros, Bloomberg, they are infiltrating attorneys general in states in order to enact the same laws, in order to force that law federally. That's what's been going on.
And in terms of what we should do about the red flag law in Colorado and other states, I mean, if you don't have the government vote where, you know, you can do the simple first thing of calling your representative and whatnot, this is a hard one, and I've asked several people kind of higher ups, what do we do when they're trying to confiscate guns or pass these laws? Like, what specifically do we do? You know, it's always easy to say, well, you got to fight back, but what specifically does fight back look like? And basically, it's do not comply. And you need to be strong, and I'm speaking to everybody and myself, we need to be strong and rally together because the power is truly with the people. If we took every politician in the United States, that's from President Trump all the way down to the local school board, there's about 500,000 or 500 million politicians in the entire country. Gun owners, we've got at least 120. We outnumber the politicians, just the gun owners alone outnumber the politicians 240-1. You know, we still have the majority. We do have the power, and that's why the powers that be are trying to divide us so we don't come together. But
that's
so
true.
We need to all come together and do not comply. Now, that is not my legal advice to you.
Well, Katie, let me tell you this, that there's been a lot of great work done in Colorado by patriots like yourself. And there's one woman that I know in the northern part of Colorado called, her name is Leslie Hollywood. She has an organization called Rally for Our Rights. And there have been workshops done all over Colorado in preparation for the red flag bill. And ultimately, each individual has to make their own decision because of each of the individual laws. So I apologize for putting you on the spot there, because the way these laws are written are frankly diabolical, having a neighbor snitch upon neighbor, depending on the leftist inclination of a judge to surprise someone, asking cops, sheriffs, to put their cops in danger by coming to someone's door, trying to confiscate guns illegally without due process. All of those issues are on the table. And until these laws can be looked at by the Supreme Court. It's going to have to go to the Supreme Court. That's why the next election is so incredibly important, that we get a conservative majority on the court that will look at what our founders intended, that people are going to have to make those decisions for themselves with the help, as you put it, of other people banding together. We have a wonderful sheriff in Weld County, Colorado, who said he will go to jail rather than to confiscate other people's guns without due process. And that's right. What we need. We need to go to our police officers, our sheriffs, and our chiefs of police. I interviewed one on the radio just a couple weeks ago and asked them, what do they intend to do? Will they follow their oath of office, or will they be used as brown shirts in a leftist regime, is what we're talking about here.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, exactly. As you said, maybe the contacting your representative is kind of old news. And now the people we should be contacting are law enforcement,
writing
to them, going, calling them and saying, hey, where do you stand? You know, we support you if you want to uphold the Constitution, and, you know, we're concerned about your safety as well. So, you know, let's do this together. And then, you know, kind of take the power out of the hands of the corrupt politicians that are, you know, not even going to listen to their constituents. So,
well, that's exactly what has happened in Colorado. Over half of the 64 counties in Colorado have said they will not comply with these unconstitutional red flag laws. And that's what's going to have to happen in states all over the country. And with your megaphone, with your megaphone and your YouTube following, you can be very, very instrumental in helping people understand that what goes on in Colorado affects everyone. What goes on in Virginia affects everyone. This is what they intend to do, and the work that you're doing is critically important. I'll give you the last word. We have to wrap it up now, and I'm so glad that you agreed to come on, and thanks so much for your time. Tell everybody where they can find you one more time, and you know, your final thoughts on maybe your next video. What's your next video going to be?
Oh, thanks so much, Karen, for having me on. Again, the website is goodpatriot.com, and then Good Patriot across the board on all the social media channels, as well as YouTube. And my next video, I'm hopefully meeting with Jack Wilson, the church shooter here in Texas, in the next week or two, with a gentleman that's very, very active here in Texas. He was with the NRA, and now he's with our local Texas organization for gun rights. And the same thing happening all over these bluer states and even purple states, we'll call them, is also happening here in Texas. And a lot of people think it's a safe haven, but unfortunately we have Moms Demand Action and every town and everything literally filling buses with people coming here, going door to door, advocating for gun control in Texas.
Yep.
And so my next video will most likely be with one or two of those gentlemen, and we'll be talking about what's going on in Texas and trying to get the word out that, you know, we're not safe, even though we have the reputation of being very, very American. We're definitely at risk as well.
You do great work, Katie. Thanks for joining us on Spouting Off here. That'll be about all we've got time for. And go to her website, Good Patriot. Go watch her videos. And you can visit me at www.karencataline.com, Facebook, Twitter, all the same thing. Thanks to Doug, my producer, and to BBS Radio. And thanks to HW, the multi-talented guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish, also happens to be my husband. And tune in next week when there's going to be a whole lot more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.